subject, my husband has diarrhea mouth. Steve and Shirley, please help me because my husband's mouth runs like diarrhea. I am a 34-year-old female. My husband and I have been married for 9 years, and we have 3 children. My husband has always loved to talk and be the center of attention. His loving and funny personality draws people to him. First, I thought this was about from Marjorie, right? He is constantly on his cell phone talking to...
Hold on one second. Hey, Shirley, your job is to read the letter and hear the little responses you be coming up with. You understand? Just get on back
voice,
to reading.
Inside voice, outside voice. My husband always loved to talk and be the center of attention. I thought it was about you. Sorry. His loving and funny personality draws people to him. He is constantly on his cell phone talking to family and friends about our personal business.
Okay, now, right there. Didn't that, now, do that sound like me?
That changes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, there. That changed it. Up until that point, though.
It was all right. You before then.
Yes, come on now. Nothing in my house is confidential.
Cause of Tommy.
If he and I have an argument, he immediately gets on his cell phone to get a second opinion on his views and to make me look like a villain. People often tell me how lucky I am to have a husband that takes care of the house and the kids and allows me to sleep. He and I share the responsibility of our children, but he has people believing I don't cook, clean, or take care of our children. I have shared things with my husband that I may not, that I may have heard about some of his friends and family during pillow talk. When he gets really upset with me, he'll tell them exactly what I said. His mouth is becoming a real problem in our relationship. I feel like I can't talk to him without seeing our conversation shared on Facebook with one of his close friends. We went to counseling, but his excuse is that his parents are deceased and I have my parents to talk to. My husband is a great father, but I believe he has no loyalty to me. Stephen Shirley, help me because my husband's mouth is driving me away from him. Am I just being selfish? Who does this? I mean, she's really frustrated by it. She said, you know, her husband always loved to talk, loved to be the center of attention. His loving and funny personality draws people to him. But now he's doing what he shouldn't be doing as a husband, and that's telling everything. I just don't know who this strange man that you married is. Who is he? Who does this? I mean, what husband and what a husband and wife do between them should be just that, between them, what they share, between them, and of course, God. So this is out of character, you know, for most married people. It really is, men and women. And for your marriage to work, you guys have to be on the same page. You have to present a united front. You have to be a unit. You have to be one. You say you believe he has no loyalties to you. That is definitely not good. He is your husband. He shouldn't be doing all of this. What happened? I mean, was there something that happened that caused a break in the bond that you guys are supposed to have with each other? Did you ever have a bond? I mean, is something seriously wrong with this relationship? What, Steve?
No.
Are you talking to me?
I'm just waiting on my turn.
Oh, okay. I heard you say okay. I know, but we're going to stretch it out. Didn't you hear?
Mm-mm. We doing it on the next break, too?
Yes. Okay.
I don't want to.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just say, yeah, there's a breakdown in your marriage. I mean, you've been to counseling. Maybe you need more counseling.
My answer going to be short. Let me just go ahead, Steve. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Shirley,
go
just
ahead.
Let me fix this right here. Because, see, Steve, you're trying to help somebody that don't, and you ain't going to be able to help him. I know people like this. This is an unhelpable situation. He's loving and funny. Personality draws people to him. I'm just hitting the highlights. Nothing in my house is confidential. He done told all his views to his friends and made me look like a villain. People telling you lucky you got a husband, take care of the house and kids, and allows me to sleep. But he and I share the responsibility of the children. But he got people believing I don't cook, clean, or take care of the children. I share things with my husband that I may have heard about some of his friends and family doing pillow talk. Then when he get mad, he call everybody up and tell him exactly what you said. Then here go the problem right here. We went to counseling, but his excuse is that his parents are deceased and I have parents to talk to. My husband is a great father and I believe has no loyalty to me. Let's just go to the key. His excuse is that his parents are deceased and I have my parents to talk to. So, the only way we can fix this is we got to get some dead people that this man can talk to. We just need some dead people. Now, who is it? Can we get a picture of Martin Luther King and Kennedy on the wall in velvet? That's in a lot of old black people's houses. That way, let him talk to them.
Yeah.
All this is about him needing to talk to dead people. I see dead people. No, you wants to talk to dead people. And that's the only answer to this, Shirley. That's all it is. Let's quit worrying about
you
this.
You threw with it, dog? Just,
dog, we threw with this here. What dead people can we get him talk to?
Well, you know, she needs some real help here.
We need some dead people. He went to therapy. Shirley, yeah. We already sent this man to therapy.
He did.
His excuse is that his parents are deceased and you had your parents to talk to.
Hey, tweet me at my girl Shirley your response
now,
to the strawberry
letter.
Either
we're going to have to get him some dead people to talk to or some more people going to have to die. It's one of the two.
Oh.
What's it going to be?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.